I'm ready. All right, we will call to order the City of Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for May 9th, 2023, 7:15, and that's what it is. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at the agenda? Anyone have any changes?
Nope.
Everyone's good? Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And then the minutes from April 11th, our last meeting. Has everyone had a chance to go through those?
Yes.
All right.
I'll make
any
a motion.
Amendments or changes to those? Everyone? All right. Your motion?
Make a motion.
Second.
To approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes. Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, either well done. Given that it was complicated.
I'm trying to put the right amount and not too much, but it's sometimes that's hard.
Cause yeah.
I don't want to go back and not know anything about what happened.
Yeah.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, no, it had the basis of the my dissent as well as it was well done.
All right, the next order of business, old business. Planning and zoning variance 23-02, 498 Lakeshore Drive variance to expand a non-conforming structure, which is section 78141, and increase the lot and building coverage by 11.2% and 3.2%, respectively, and reduce the side setback from 12.5 feet to 11.5 feet. There was some math. There was some math in that 11.2%.
Do you need me to elaborate? I mean, what's happening is that this request has evolved multiple times since its original application, and those numbers reflect the increase above our standard.
Okay.
They're already non-conforming, but we're just going to go ahead and get them to where they are. Does that make sense? Just think it's the cleanest thing to do. So.
Oh, okay.
So the
okay.
11.
Will be 41.2% for the lot coverage and 18.2% for the building coverage, and that's the variance is the delta
okay.
between the standard and where they're going.
Okay, that makes sense.
And just for me to confirm, to summarize in that the lot coverage to 41%. The actual increase is less than that.
Correct.
Yes.
It is an increase.
So I guess it is an increase.
It is an increase, but it's not an 11.2% increase over an already, it was already non-conforming. So this is just, here's where we're going to be.
Right.
So you're right. It is a slight increase from.
Okay. Now that makes more sense.
The building coverage is only really going up by 1%, or it's like 17.12 now.
Yeah.
And lot coverage is 40.2 now, I think, and going to 41.2. So for the record's sake, that's really what we're talking about in terms of the increases in those two standards.
So would you like to say anything that's not covered in here? I mean,
no,
sure. Okay. Just for the record, introduce yourself and your address, please.
Sure. My name is Janine Brinton. Marty's wife, and I normally live at 498 Lakeshore Drive. That's the property in question here, or the order of business, 498 Lakeshore. So, and I know everybody except Robin. I don't think we've ever met before, so
nice to meet you.
And for your sake in particular, since we haven't met, and these gentlemen I'm sure are all aware, long story very short, a tree fell on our house last July. Took out the garage, part of our kitchen, and upstairs bedroom. So we're the blue tarp house on Lakeshore, if you've driven. I don't know if you live on Lakeshore or elsewhere.
No, but I've driven by.
But you,
yes.
Yeah,
I
okay.
looked at the.
Just so there's a connection there. So let me explain a little bit about the evolving. And, Lee, I just want to thank you. Marty's in Boston on a business trip, so, of course, I get left with this. And I just flew in late last night after joining him there for the weekend. But thank you, because I know we were getting on a cruise ship and he was photographing things that normally he should fax or what have you. So all of that I thank you for very deeply. So overall, why this has evolved so much, when the tree fell on our house, on the garage. Obviously, we need to build a new garage and redo the kitchen. In the process of all that, our discussion was, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to make the house a little bit bigger, have a little bit more living space? The house is very small. I mean, it's a tiny little house. Obviously, no one put a gun to our head when we bought it. We bought the house. But this was a chance to rethink things, because after living there for 4 years, we have sunset issues that are horrible. We, in our first chance to come up here, we had talked about maybe asking for a screen porch, but realized that that would never get approved because we're so close to the lake. We're illegally close to the lake. We have sun issues out the wazoo. I was ready after the tree fell to say, let's just sell and leave. I was that upset about all of this. But I got it together. I thought, okay, we've got to rebuild the garage. What can we do? We looked at ways that we could make the garage bigger or move the garage over to expand the house a little bit, get a little more living space. And in so doing, we would have decreased our impervious greatly because we would have changed the whole driveway. But after, and the reason why we weren't here in April, after we explored that with our builder, we realized there was just no way we could afford it. We met with the county. There were soil samples, several trips, thousands of dollars spent with architects. But because of septic, really, is the bottom line, and you all deal with it, that moving that and moving the field, redoing the driveway, it was suddenly, we're not billionaires. There's no way we could do it. So we were ready to just throw in the towel, and it was actually my suggestion to Marty. I said, you know what? Let's look at this reasonably. The garage is down. There's a slab there. What if we added just 5 feet? Because then we could put my laundry facilities in the garage. We could make the kitchen a little bigger and have an eat-in kitchen. I mean, that's what we got down to from all this sprawling, dramatic stuff we had submitted to let's just see if we can get an eat-in kitchen, and that will help with all the sunshine issues that come through into our house. So with that, I believe I left it on your chair last week. We had Ryan from the county come out, looked at it all, and we would be on the county's rules 5 feet from the septic instead of 10, and he approved it. I think he was just so happy to see we came down from all the other stubbies. He approved it. We got all the documents. I brought them to Lee. So that, he has approved it. If you look at Marty's drawing, and then I'll go over those numbers that Lee was just explaining a little more detail, but I believe it was submitted in with the package. The one that looks a little bit like there's a blue square, blue box. Do you see that one? Okay. So that little blue area is what we're asking for. And that would be to make the garage. It's actually not going to make the garage bigger. We're just going to add that space, move the two cars over a little bit. So the garage door would be in a different space. And that would increase our living space a little for our laundry facility and then make our kitchen a little bigger because of that. That little blue area in total, I believe, will be 120 square feet. That's it. That's all we would be adding. Now, getting back to what Lee said, our house, being that we are on, and you can see in this drawing very well, the house is very close to the lake, crazy close. Because of that, we have a very long driveway, which is why our impervious is pretty high. It's a crazy long driveway. This is the only way you can get down there, right? And then if you'll notice, the lot is pie-shaped. So a lot of our first draft, second draft, when we were on the agenda, when we weren't, was we were trying to increase the house a little moving forward because we can't go to the lake. But that dotted green line shows you the setback. It's just like impossible to do anything to really make this a better house. I don't know what the builder was thinking back in 1980, whatever it was, but I think this lot was split in two from a bigger lot. I really do. I believe the lot next door and this one was one lot at one time. So with this pie shape is why we have a few minor issues, although the county is fine with the septic, so that was one nice hurdle to be over. Currently, our house, The building coverage is 17.12%. And I believe the rule you all sure have memorized is 15%. So our request would be a 1.08 increase, bringing it to 18.2 from the current 17.12. And when I say current, obviously where the garage structure was when it was standing. The impervious, I believe the rule is 30%, we are currently at 40.2%. And we are, our request would change this by an increase of 1.2, bringing it to 41.2 total. Again, the biggest issue is the concrete driveway taking you down to the house that was built too close to the lake. According to a little research I did earlier today, too, and Marty backed me on this, was that the average lot in Berkeley Lake, I believe, is like 28,000 square feet, and ours is 13,500. So this 1.08 increase in building and 1.12 in impervious could be a lot in some cases, but relative to, you know, it seems like a lot for this little house, but if you think about the big picture, our lot is just much smaller than average, so there's really very little we can do. But that could be why the numbers looked a little bit over the top at first. The only other thing I might mention is that that blue box that would represent the additional length to the garage, that when the roof is put on and whatnot, the overhang, the soffit, will go over that green line just slightly in the corner by a total of, let's see, it's a 1 foot overhang, and it tapers as it goes back. I think we figured out the math that in total with the taper, it's 2.5 square feet of area. That's 1 foot out, but the, you know, and then it comes back in, if that makes sense. But,
yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's a 1 foot wide soffit. So with that said, I think I've covered the request and why it is what it is in this very odd-shaped, tiny pie-shaped lot. Hopefully it made sense. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to take them, and I can call Marty if I need to. I made sure he's available.
So I've boated by your house a million times, but what is this? Is this a shed? What is this down here at the bottom?
Bottom, that's the back deck that currently exists.
Oh, the boathouse.
Oh, that's the boathouse. Oh, it's out into the water.
Oh,
okay, gotcha.
To show where the property line is. I'm sorry, that box? Yeah, that's our boathouse.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's the deck of the house, the stairs. Yeah, so it's a little short backyard. Just shows you, I guess, where the, what Marty was trying to show is that the 40-foot setback rule from the lake is the red dotted line that goes through the house. That would be, if, you know, if we were building tomorrow a house from scratch, first of all, you couldn't on that lot. I think it would just become a fishing lot. But the red line is what 40 feet would have been. And so, yes, that's the boathouse, which is out there.
Okay. Comments, questions, more questions for Janine, anybody?
I have a question on the blue box, yeah, on the garage that you're planning to put back, the addition, how high is that going to be in relation to what it was before the tree fell in terms of the height?
So no height change other than, you know, I guess there was an A-frame roof.
Right.
So then it'll come down, you know, the peak will be, but we're not changing the height. It'll just,
gotcha,
be the same peak.
Okay.
So the existing roof is going to just extend out another 5 feet.
Yeah, I guess that.
Yeah, the existing, the old.
The one that was existing.
The former.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah. So in other words, in fact, we had explored that as well about height, and Marty went through all of that. He got lots of information from Lee, numbers. We did. So originally, if we put a garage, you know, and it had a full second story and had a room up there, and We may, you know, put a floor in it, make it storage, but right, we're beyond adding another bedroom or any of that. It's just a matter of, hey, what can we do to have some more living space where I can sit, where I don't have the sun in my eyes all the time? Well, let's move the kitchen over a little in the garage. That's where that came up with. So, yeah, we've talked to the builder about an A-frame to make it look. So now, the final drawing of that I don't have because we wanted to, at least before we pay any more money,
right,
any more architects, get this approved.
The reason I ask is because sometimes when we're looking at these variances, we have to take into account the impact to the view of the lake or the natural Correct. Scenery from other people neighboring you. So that was the only reason that I asked.
No, logical question. And I know in the last two rounds that Marty and I were trying to prepare that we discussed that very thing, because you said, look, then there's a height rule, then there's this rule. And that's where we got just so tired of trying to make, and we don't disagree actually with the rules. That's when I said, why did we buy this house?
Right. I do think it's interesting. Yeah.
You wanted to be one of my neighbors nearby.
Yeah, I have a neighbor too. You know, and really, honestly, this has been so emotionally draining. So it's just wearing us out. Right now, if we don't move back in by August 1st, insurance company cuts us off. We're, you know, stuff is in storage. And then between Marty's travels, my travels, at the moment I'm out of work, so I'm handling some stuff. But, right. You know, it's just time just goes by. And then obviously we got to wait a month and then another month. And I just said, Marty, we've got to do something because we got to get back in there.
Yeah.
But I said, let's just sell it. And then I said, but no, I really love living in Berkeley Lake. And as we all know, it's such a special place. I really, deep down, I don't want to leave. I just wish I could move the sun to the other side of the lake.
So does anybody have an issue with this variance that you want to bring up and discuss right now?
Well, surprisingly enough, no. But allow me to pontificate for a little bit, because it's sure. The exact opposite of what I did last time. Just a little bit. Jenny, for your benefit, I actually do have, I struggle with encroachments and making things more non-conforming than what they are. And I usually would want something, last time I just voted no, basically. But this go around, in part, because of the evolution, because you are absolutely right. The first ideas were not only no, but, you know, I wouldn't have to be the one to say no. Everybody else would have said no, I think, on this. And then it evolved, and then you had some pervious pavements, and, you know, that started helping the pervious situation. And that's where I'm going to head with this just a little bit. Would you consider rain barrels or some other controls or rain gardens, you know, to allow the runoff from the gutters to be soaked up basically into the ground instead of just running directly off into the lake. It's pretty inexpensive, all things considered. We did actually make that a requirement of the one house that had the portico that was just extending a little bit into a setback. Again, the concern is, you know, can we mitigate the impervious nature of this? I haven't decided, you know, given that there's three people that will probably vote yes anyways, I might make this just not a condition, but maybe a request to consider the pervious nature of whatever you do through there. The actual request that you're putting in front of us is actually reasonable. You know, it's not an unreasonable request.
Appreciate that.
But still, you know, the view shed won't be an issue. The only thing would be pervious versus impervious. And a net difference of a 1%, not a whole lot of difference through there. So that's kind of...
Let me ask you what you're talking about on your request, because I happen to know that the house we forced them, those were really expensive. The route he took, and I don't remember if we dictated it, but the route he took was very expensive. My brother, on the other hand, over on Hall Ferry, has a big blue barrel out behind his house that the rain runs into, which I don't know, it was there when he bought the house. I'm thinking it costs next to nothing. So what are you suggesting?
Well, see, I'm actually, given that I would be outvoted anyways 3-1, I'm not even suggesting making it a condition here. I just go ahead because it went from a request like this to a request that said, okay, this is, you know, a house, you know, you would expect not to be blinded every morning, on breakfast, and you would be expect a place that was comfortable for a laundry room in the most sought after city, I guess, in the state, or, you know, highest income. So those sort of first world amenities, like a laundry room and an eating kitchen, I would expect it to be there. So I'm not actually, so I'm not making a condition of this. But to answer your question, to do it right is what they did. But even the blue barrel that you get at Home Depot for $75 and allows it to slowly filter out, that is better than nothing.
So I, you know, the pervious surface and the building requirements and all that, it is all about water that ultimately finds its way into the lake. And this, in your home, and the fact that a lot is smaller than, that's half the size of the required lot size, doesn't actually change that fact, right?
Right.
So, because now all of a sudden you've got this one lot and so much of the water that, so much of the rain now is going to end up just going straight into the lake. So I think your point is valid. And, but I also, like you said, I mean, this is such a tiny ask compared to what we saw from you guys on the last two, that I was agonizing over how we were going to, you know, even be able to proceed with that. So I agree with you. I would not make it a requirement, but maybe a request to just consider the pervious, if it even means, right? I mean, you would, instead of a rain barrel, you would accept some.
So you can actually design kind of some stormwater retention depressions in the ground nearby that would allow the water to soak in, and with proper use of landscaping materials, it looks actually very attractive. But I'm a gardener as well, so that through there. And I'd be glad to.
Yeah, can you go on? Because I'm curious now. So it's something that, go ahead and elaborate a little if you don't mind, because I'm into
it. Like a swale or something?
Yeah,
where
like,
the water
like
just
a,
catches?
But a landscaped swale, you know, a depression. And actually, to do that right, there's two ways. You could just kind of half-ass it, excuse my French, or you can actually undercut the soils and put the right soil layers, including a sand layer through there, then the bedding layer, then the vegetation. And that allows, again, a delayed time in through there. Actually, ironically enough, Gwinnett County Extension Agency, they actually have classes from time to time on how to construct these sorts of features. So
it doesn't look like a big barrel.
No,
because our next door neighbors,
doesn't look like a retention pond at the local Publix.
Or that too.
Yeah. No, I mean you would not even be able to tell. Like a landscaping feature.
Feature that actually
does stormwater control.
Interesting. Okay.
So we're just an ever-increasing concern, I think, on the part of our commission, just the health of the lake.
Yeah, so. Understood. Yeah. I just was thinking, if you're talking about one of those plastic barrels, our former house on Lakeshore, our next-door neighbors there, for whatever reason, for a few years, were collecting rainwater. They're not on the lake. We weren't either at the time. But I remember looking out my kitchen window every morning and seeing this big red barrel. I'm like, oh, that is so ugly. But it sounds like what you're talking about is a lot
nicer. Yeah. And the folks that we did mandate the rain barrels, their design was, an in-ground.
Oh, in-ground even.
Okay. Situation.
Interesting.
So, any other comments towards this?
No, I mean, I think her
her property size is, it's not just the size, it's the way, the shape of it. Mm-hmm. I know we say this about a lot of the property in Berkeley Lake. They're all a little bit wonky, but yours in particular, I'm not sure that you could have come up with anything better, like you said, that we would have approved.
Yeah, and that's what I finally said last month. We just might as well move. I mean, there's just no, I don't know if we have the smallest lot on the lake, but I'd venture a guess we're up there in the top three.
For me, it's more the pie shape.
And the angle. The
angle.
Not the full square footage, but yeah, that angle is, right. It's just unbearable.
I was going to wait until after we adjourned to talk about it, but we might as well talk about it now. Before I saw the actual details and the comment you had made last month about, you know, well, the lot is so small that we can be a little more open-minded about exceeding that. And before I saw the details, I thought, I don't really buy that. I don't buy that. To me is not a reason to give, you know, allowances that we wouldn't give otherwise. But then when I saw 1% and you know, 120 square feet altogether, I was okay with it. But, you know, it's something that we're going to have to think about.
And actually, I was pleasantly surprised that you dissented on that. So I'm glad we are talking about it a little bit because it should not matter, really, you know, that the lot, in your case, the lot was a 14,000 square foot lot to begin with. You know, it was obvious when you bought it, you know, you got what you got.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to say. No one forced
us. So your point, you know, hit home. I actually thought about it afterwards. And
so I just wanted to bring it up because this won't be the last time we have a, you know.
Janine, one last question.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember up front on your lot, is there any paved parking off the road? Like in my house, when they moved Lakeshore some 40, 50 years ago, the road's been shifted back and forth, and some of the houses have benefited from.
Yes, I would say that we have like two head-in or one sideways parking spot that's off of our lot and part of the county.
Okay, so it's off, but it's off your property.
Oh, yeah, it's not on our property.
City
right-of-way.
City right-of-way.
Yes.
Never mind.
Yes, I did pay a little extra to have it paved when they were paving, was it 2 years ago? Eric Musser, who used to live next door, and I got together, and he said, they're coming, and we, you know, because it was a mess, and they weren't going to pave. I said, all right, let's pave to have it nice and smooth. But, yes, yeah, so that's outside of our lot, but on our land, no.
Okay, all right, never mind.
All right, do I hear a motion?
I move that we accept.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. That's
but you're also lucky on one thing. I'll tell you that.
Lucky what? Sorry.
The eave is what encroached on the setback. And since I lost that argument last round, but if it was the building that encroached on the setback, I'd have a problem with it.
Yeah, we measured it out. I think that's why we stopped with 5. We're like, 5 feet I could fit a laundry, I think. You know, I just didn't even want to deal with it, but the overhang, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Janine.
Thank you.
All right. There being no new business, citizen comments. Yeah. Nothing?
Good.
You're good?
Yes, sir.
All right. Discussion session. Anything we have to discuss? Anything, Lee, that you need us to discuss?
I've already talked to Rand and Robin. We do have to meet in June 13th. So I'm trying to get an idea about availability.
I think I'm going to be good.
Should be available.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, that's it then. We will adjourn the meeting at 7:45.
Great.
Good job.
I was actually going to suggest that you come visit.